It was Koheles, Zion, Pasuk, Yud Tes. Correct? Yeah, so, could you hear me? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Pasuk Yud Tes. Hechochma ta'oz lechochom me'asara shalitim shehoyu b'ir. Shehoyu b'ir. So, I wanted to interpret this pasuk. Sounds like a strange statement. And Rashi says, in the beginning of your test, so Rashi says that a chokhmatoz l'chokhm, Lefi she'omar al tirsha harbe, name Rashata Ma'at, al tosif olav, of elafash reish b'ma'asecha, utehe tohe alachet, omar hachochma toz l'chochom, Shehiyo atzasa loshuv b'tshuva. So Rashi maintains that this pasuk is a continuation of the previous pasuk. The previous pasuk is Altir Shaharbe. Altir Shaharbe v'alti socha lomo somos b'lo itecha. Yeah. Okay, but then Rashi has a hard time with it later. He comes back to it in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. He says, Dover Acher, on Asher Lo Sishma Es Avdecha Mekal Alecha. Okay, so Rashi says, Dover Acher Me'asar Shalitim Elu Asar Dvarim HaMachayivim Es Adam. So he goes into the 10 things that a mechayva person. I'm not going to go into the individual Rashis, but the easiest one is the easiest two. Dover Acher Chochma Toz L'Chochom Zen Noach Me'asar Shalitim Me'asar Doros Shalafonav. So the Shalitim are the Doros. Davar Acher L'Chochom Ze Avraham Me'asar Shalitim Me'asar Doros Shalafonav. Davar Acher It's Yosef. Okay, whatever it is. But in the end he has a difficulty because he says, if that's what the Pasuk really means, that it's referring to the Shalitim or the Doros that preceded Noach and Avraham, that they were greater, they represent the Chochma. And the other ones represent the Shalitim. We'll get back to that a little bit, what it means. But he says, at the end he says, Kol haponim halalu b'medrash. All these interpretations are in the Medrash. Ve'eini yochol liyashev aleihen mikra shel acharav. He says, but the pasuk that follows doesn't work out. Because it says, Ki Odom Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. What's it got to do with Ki Odom Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Ashi Yasa Tovu Le'echta? What's it got to do with the previous Doros? I mean, in other words, the literal interpretation of the Medrash doesn't lend itself to the continuity of the Pasuk Chaf. Ki Odom, because, it's giving you a reason. What's the reason? Well, what's it got to do with it? Ain't Tzadik Ba'aretz She'asa Le'echta. So Rashi had a hard time with the particular Medrash. But we wanted to explain the Psukim without the particularization of the Medrash. Okay, because there are some interesting Psukim here. Ki Odom Ain Tzadik Ba'aretz She'asa Le'echta. Then he says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Gam l'chol ha-dvarim asher yidaberu al titein libcho. That you shouldn't take seriously all the things that they say, people say about you. Okay. So he says, asher lo sishmas avdecho mekalalecho. So that you shouldn't hear your servant curse you. Ein tov asher tata oznecho l'shmoa es avdecho mekalalecho. It's not good that you should lend your ear, bend your ear, so to speak, to hear that your servant is cursing you. What does that mean? Ein tov. It's not good. Okay, I mean, that's the plain, that's before it goes into the Dover Acha, the Medrash. So what I'm trying to do is explain the Psukim without the Medrash. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he says, he clinches it with Pasuk Chav Beis. Ki gam pa'amim rabos yoda libecho asher gam atoki l'altachar. You know yourself that you also cursed other people. So what's that got to do with me? What's that got to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Okay. But these psukim seem to be one continuum. So we'll take Rashi's first hint. Back to pasuk Yutes. Hechachma ta'oz lochacham. Lefisha Omar al Tirsha Harbe in Rashata Ma'at al Tosifalov. That if you did a little bit of evil, you shouldn't add to it. Elafashvesh Ma'asecha Utehetoa alachet. You should feel bad, remorse about the chet. So let's go back to that pasuk. Al Tirsha Harbe is a strange pasuk. Al tirsha harbe v'alti socha lama samas below techa. So al tirsha harbe, Rashi says, afilu rashata ma'at, even if you did a little bit of evil, al tosif l'arshia, you shouldn't add to the evil. Lama samas below techa. Okay, then he goes into Kishol. Rashi, that's the derech. He always uses examples. Okay. The examples. Vayama Shol b'mayel Hashem mo'al b'nov yarkonim b'amolek. That he did a little bit of evil first with the Shmuel, when he went against Shmuel with the Amalekim, and then he didn't stop. He kept going further. Okay, but I'm not interested in the particular cases. What I want to understand is the general idea, okay? Yeah. So what is the concept in Rashata Ma'at al Tosef L'Hashia? And then he mentions that he, like I said before, in Pasuk Yutes, Hechach Matoz L'Chacham L'fi Sha'amar al Tirsha Harbe in Rashata Ma'at al Tosef Olov Elafashvesh Ma'asecho Teitoa Alachet. Omar, Hachachma Ta'oz L'Chacham Shehu Yo'atzos Olashuv B'tshuva. So if it's a matter of being Shav B'tshuva, so what is this in Rashata Ma'at? Al Tirsha Harbe. Do tshuva? Do tshuva? If it was just a matter of tshuva, he wouldn't say Al Tirsha Harbe. In Rashata Ma'at al Tosef, he should have just said, in Rashata Ma'at, Chazor B'tshuva. We wanted to interpret the Psukim as follows. That in Rashata Ma'at, it means that what Kohelis is giving advice to a person, it's always very easy to say the tshuva. But a person isn't always in a position to do tshuva. So there's advice that Kohelis gives in an imperfect situation. Like, for instance, you have that in Chazal. That if a person sees that Yitzchak is Gabralov, So Yelech Yilbash Shecharim, V'Yelech L'Makam Shem Makir Nosav, V'Yasa Mashaliba Chavetz V'Agachal Shem Shemayim. So sometimes there are stopgap measures that the person can't do the perfect thing. Of course, it would be wonderful if it could be chazer b'tshuva completely, but that's not the human. The human condition is that sometimes a person can't do that. So Shlomo HaMelech is giving you an eitzah for the stopgap measure, the situation which is imperfect. Okay. And that's clear where he says, "Im rashata ma'at al tosif la'ashia, loma somos below itecha, v'alti isocha, loma somos below itecha." So we interpreted this pasuk to mean that if a person feels that he wasn't really a living as a tzaddik in terms of olam haba, that lulei hamanti liros b'tuv Hashem baras chayim, even David HaMelech wasn't certain about his olam haba. Lulei hamanti was concerned, maybe the chet will prevent him. So what he's saying is that even if you feel that in terms of your own perfection and shleimus ha'odom you missed it, in Rashata Ma'at, Al Tosif Larshia. What he's advising you is that don't throw away Olam Hazeh, so to speak. The Alti Sochal, don't be a fool. A fool means in terms of this world. Loma Somos below Itecha. Why should you cause yourself to come down before your time in this world? Okay, so the advice that Shlomo HaMelech is giving is that even if the person feels in terms of the ultimate perfection that he's failed, still it's no reason for him to abandon the Chochmah and to prevent himself from going further into evil and to lose himself completely to evil so that he doesn't protect himself in terms of his existence in this world. That's what he said. That's the advice that he's giving. Okay.
See, why should you lose all mazah?
What?
He's saying,
yeah. It definitely is.
Yeah. But
isn't that so awesome? He's a great human condition. I see I can't do it. I might as well not try to go any further. I might as well give up the whole thing.
Give up Chachma and Torah, you mean?
What?
Give up Chachma and Torah.
In terms of this world.
Right. 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 Because does he believe that it's the best thing for him in this world? Not for the next world. In terms of this world. Does he believe that Chachma and Torah is the best thing for him? In terms of enjoying this world?
Does he believe that?
Right.
Before the advice.
Before the advice, I don't know what I'm saying. What does the advice accomplish?
Before the advice, he's in a state of yiyush.
Right.
Where he's giving up. So Shlomo HaMelech is telling him not to be in that state, but to be rational about it. Don't abandon Chachma, even though you have abandoned it to a great degree, but don't get into the all or nothing type of situation. That's what he's advising. But that all or nothing situation is a human condition. You can't ask why he has this human condition. This human condition is caused by many things and the complexities of the human mind. Okay? So you can't try. I mean, that's a bad approach. To just say, then you might as well just take the Sefer of Musar and just say, do tshuva. What do you need all this for?
Right, now I'm not asking on that level. I'm asking, is this emotional advice or is this intellectual advice?
What
is he telling
you?
To
What do you mean by emotional advice?
You could be telling him that the emotion is a mistake. Your emotion, the emotional, you're making an error in your emotional outlook. Or you could tell him that you're making an intellectual misunderstanding of the point of Chachma.
If you're going to tell him your whole emotional framework is incorrect, you're telling him do tshuva and get out of it.
He's
right, exactly. Exactly.
Right.
You're talking to a person that's in a certain state of mind. Ma'at al tosef olav. Elo fashfesh b'ma'asecho v'tehe toa alachet. He doesn't mean that you should undo the chait and do complete tshuva. He doesn't mean that.
That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, but that's not what he means. He says you should still be mefashfesh b'ma'asecha insofar as what you have in front of you. Okay? And that's why he says the chachma is yoatzasa loshuv b'tshuva in terms of what's salvaging what remains. You follow?
What's Toa Alachet? Isn't that referring to the past?
Toa Alachet means that his attitude towards Chet should not be that he's forget about it. I'm gone.
I mean, it means this Chet, the particular Chet right now, of throwing away everything.
His state, right. Right. You still shouldn't lose that attitude of realization that Chet is an untoward process. Okay, so we've gotten so far. Now, what is me'asara shalitim? So, what are the asara shalitim? Okay, so Rashi quotes the Chazal of the shalitim of the doros before Noach and before Avram. The doros before Noach and before Avram were doros that worked with political power. Okay, political power stems from the human will. So if you apply it to the person, the Asara Shalita means the strength and the character of the human will. So what he's saying is that the Asara Shalita can't do it. That it's true that a person needs the strength of the human will in order to do things. I mean, you can't do anything without that. Okay. But what he's saying is that will not really do the trick completely, because many times, see, the human will is also tied to a sense of accomplishment and a sense of feeling good about yourself. So therefore, what he's saying is that over here the human will is failing because he doesn't feel good about himself. And he feels he's losing control. And he feels he lost control vis-a-vis Olam Haba. So the Chachma is still there, isn't gone, insofar as what remains. Insofar as what remains. That's what he's saying. Okay?
So what is the... So the
okay. Self that feels happy about his accomplishments, that makes him feel good about himself, that part of man. That's the shalitim. Okay, that's the shalitim. Mm-hmm. The person gets up in the morning and he has in front of himself a whole day planned out what he's going to do. Those are the shalitim, the accomplishments. Those are the shalitim. But those things can fail because many times things don't work out. Things don't work out, and these shalitim can leave you in despair. So he's saying, but that doesn't mean that chachma is completely lost and gone. That there's a reason to abandon it.
Right. There's an expression, you lose the will to live.
Right.
The person loses the will.
The person's
will.
Through chachma can get him moving. Okay? thing, but when you look back over these psukim, he's going on two trends. Because first, one trend is Al Tzadik Habe, Al Tzadik Yosef, and then Al Tisha Habe, and then Tova Shetecho, the Pasuk Yudches, Tova Shetechos Bozev, and Gam Yizeh Al Tanach Yedecho, Kirei Elkim Yisei Skulam. It's a different path, because since he's speaking about evil, and he's speaking about good, so he's saying you can't be too extreme. That's a different point he's bringing out while he's discussing these elements. But Rashi sends you from Yutes to Yud Zayin because that's a direct continuation. It doesn't mean that the other pasuk Yud Ches doesn't belong there. That's another theme which he's pulling out while he's discussing these points. Okay, if you go into it, you'll see what I'm about. But that's not my point here. Okay. So now let's take Pasuk Chof. Ki Adam Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechtov. Because, he says, Adam Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechtov. Now it fits in very well what he's saying. What is the key? Because, he says, the reason why you feel upset is because you feel you've lost it. But you have to realize that there is no such thing as not losing it, even on the highest level of a tzaddik. Okay? Ki odom ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechtov. So what's pulling on the strings of the person's heart at this point is that it's all over. So he's saying that you should bring to mind now the fact and the idea that this in general is not true. That what you're searching for is something that is not attainable. Because even the biggest tzaddik is going to be kote as well. So the shalitim are looking for this comfortable feeling about the self, but such a feeling about the self is never really possible anyways. Ki Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechtov. Okay, because in terms of Adam Amakom, there is no such thing as that feeling that is causing you right now to have despair. Mm-hmm. You can't avoid that.
Right.
Yes. On Chachma, just because you feel demolished.
Right.
And now he's pointing to even the greatest tzaddik could never have that good feeling. Because even in the world of total perfection, which you feel you've lost, that feeling is not possible. Has no reality. You follow?
He's saying that it's rooted.
Now he's attacking something that's closely related to his state of mind.
Right.
Okay, and he's showing him that this thing is not a real thing.
Based on a fantasy of a total, like something that's not possible.
That's correct. That's correct.
But he did the other thing.
Complete practicality.
Right. In his framework. Right.
He needs to get into the practical.
Right.
And that's the first way to approach him, to get him into the practical. Then you could touch
on
the emotion.
Right.
But the first approach is to get him into the practical.
Unique to despair. Normally you could just attack an emotion head on, but here the guy has nothing moving him. You can't even engage him in the intellectual sphere because he's just in despair.
Right.
So you have to push him forward, make him make a move. Once he realizes he's forced to deal practically, then he can engage the intellectual in a different way, his emotional state in a different way.
Right, that's correct. That's correct. In the Pasuk Chafalef. She says on Pasuk, back to Pasuk Chaf Aleph, that that the person, in other words, the person shouldn't be concerned about what people say about him. Asher lo sishma asavdecho mekalecho. Ein tov asher tata oznecho lushmo asavdecho mekalecho. And what's the next pasuk? Ki gam pamim rabos yadali becho asher gamato kilalta acherim. What does he mean? What he means is like this, that in that frame of mind that he's in, if he hears someone who is supposedly a good friend of his say something which disturbs him, okay, which is not really complimentary to him, so he feels that he's lost a friend. So the advice is, it's better not to hear that. But if you do hear that, it shouldn't bother you. Why shouldn't it bother you? Because you yourself know that you've done the same thing to others. In other words, you may consider yourself to be a good friend to another individual, and yet there are times when you are uncomplimentary towards them. But that did not cause you to believe that you're not a good friend.
But when you hear it, you feel betrayed.
But when you hear it, you feel betrayed. So the standard that you use for yourself is not the same standard that you use for others. Because that's why he says, Ki gam pamim rabos yadali becha asher gam atokilalta acherim. That you know yourself that you, in your standard, it doesn't bother you. But now the other person's standard, it does bother you. So you're using a different standard for yourself than you are for the other person. So really, he's saying that it shouldn't bother you because use your own standard. But simultaneously, he's saying you shouldn't put yourself in a position of listening to it because it's going to bother you. It's a strange kind of a phenomenon that is going on in these psukim. But I think what we're trying to unravel here is, I think, the following. That, you see, what he's saying here is the same kind of thing that he said before, the rationality. That the reason why the person is upset when he hears something uncomplimentary is because he's expecting the total loyalty from the individual. But total loyalty is non-existent. Just like Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh To'odom Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Yaseh Tov Lo Yechto, just like insofar as Bein Odom LaMokom, there is no state like that of total perfection. So too, Bein Odom LaChavero, there really is no state of total loyalty which you're looking for. So when you hear an uncomplimentary word said about you, you try to avoid it because it's going to be painful, but when you hear it, it doesn't mean you should abandon this person as a friend, because you yourself know that you consider yourself to be a friend of others, and yet you've released certain uncomplimentary statements.
Right.
Okay?
It doesn't really mean that you...
It doesn't really mean that you disown the person, that you're betraying the person. It's just human nature is complex, and therefore this is necessarily going to result. Okay? So therefore what he's saying is you could be making a big mistake in being Odom LaChavero as well, and throwing away a good friend because he hasn't in your mind reached a certain ideal. But that ideal does not exist. And you yourself know it doesn't exist. And in your own standards, you don't demand that of yourself. Okay? But why is it, the question was asked, why is it that in fact the person isn't rational enough to say that, and if in my standards I don't demand it, why do I demand it in his standards? Right?
You advise, don't stretch your ear.
Don't stretch your ear. It's a weakness in a person that he's looking for the total loyalty. So with regard to himself, he looks at it in reality. I'm a good friend of his. I guess maybe he's not perfect. I made some uncomplimentary statements. So it doesn't bother him. But with regard to the other person, what he's looking for is an unrealistic loyalty which does not exist. So therefore, he's caught in this double standard. See, that's what Shlomo Melech is saying. But he's saying, don't, you shouldn't try to hear it because it's going to bother you. But if you do, don't give up. Because the fact is that just like in Bein Odom Lamokom, Ki Odom Ein Tzadik Baratza Shiyasa Tov Lo Yechta, so too in Bein Odom Lachavero, you know very well that you said uncomplimentary things about other people whom you consider to be your friend.
You are, so, though. You know you are. You really are their friends. Like,
you, right, you really are their friend.
Yeah,
okay, because it's Avdecha. Avdecha means that he's a servant of yours. He's somebody that's given over to you. So Shlomo HaMelech is saying that you should not give, it is illogical, again, it follows that same idea as before, as he started out with, that just like it's illogical if you've given up from being the Ben Olam Abba, and now you want to give up completely and lose the practical, that doesn't make any sense. So too, it doesn't make any sense in terms of being Odom Lachavero as well. Because you'd be giving up a good thing. These took him properly, I think it would really help him very much, being Odom Lachavero. Being Odom Lachavero. Because I think that that is probably one of the biggest causes of Pirud, of people losing friends and not being able to have shalom because they're looking for this unreal loyalty that does not exist in man. And if they would realize that, then there would be more shalom ba'olam. There'll be more shalom bein Odom Lachavero, more shalom bein Ish L'Ishto, and in the family in general, the children and the whole situation of the family is like, many times you say, how could you have said that about me? You see, but a lot of times you think into that, then I said it. So, doesn't mean anything. The person may have been upset, something was bothering them, they said it. Doesn't mean that this individual you should cast away and consider to be not a friend of yours, but an enemy many times people will take it to be, and it's completely untrue. But I think it's important in terms of, like I said, it's important, Bein Odom Lachavero in general, that to create shalom, Bein Odom Lachavero in a society. And it's also important in a family as well. In a family as well. That this recognition of not looking for that perfect loyalty and for losing one's feelings for somebody else because of a certain statement that may have been made, you see, is completely erroneous, and I think that's the advice that Shlomo Melech is giving here. And I think it really is very significant advice. Very significant advice. Okay. Practically, yes. The person is looking for this absolute loyalty. But he's making a mistake. The mistake he's making is he's confusing that with real friendship. Instead of recognizing it that it's a separate trend inside of himself. That's the mistake.
Why did he say I've done?
Completely was looking for the sympathy of the Tsar Mashkin, and he just spilled out his emotions before him. He was looking for that. That was a big mistake. When he did that, that on the contrary had a bad effect. Okay, but he was very low at that time, and he was looking for that. It is a great need in the human soul. You can't deny it. It is a great need.
Well, he's in prison.
By David and Yohanneson, it's a completely different phenomenon. Over there, it's an admiration for the perfection, the recognition of the Shlemus HaAdam that other person has. That's a different kind of a level of friendship. That's not a normal friendship. An ordinary friendship is based on ordinary psychological phenomena. That's a different thing. That's by David and Yonason, it's an appreciation of the Shlemus HaAdam that the other person has. It's a friendship based on that. That's a different kind of a friendship. That's a very rare kind of a thing to have, very rare. It's avdecha mekal lecha shu mekalo mitoch inyin or vishibudo lo sitzrach liktof aleila hanasim bahasasa sachushim aval tisko gam pamem rabos yoda libecha she gam atok lal tachem vze bahasasa sachushim kemo she yikra le'evet vishibudo. The Saker Shein Roy licks off us. That's what he learns. He learns the same shot. That's what he goes. He says you shouldn't try to listen to him, it's going to hurt you.
Right.
I think he's saying this. I think he's saying the exact shot. The Svona.
Bubble
is something which I think escapes us a little bit. Not so easy to pin down. I think people too readily just use like a certain kind of a defect, and they simply think that solves the problem. You know what I'm referring to.